So you want to save the world. I have this thing inside of me that nags me, day after day, year after year, a never-ending longing to do something, something to help the world, to help the planet, to help people and animals alike. I want to do something to make a difference. What I often find is my desire to do something is always there, but my actions are not. Just wanting to make a change in the world while spending our days doing nothing will make no difference. We may feel at times, what could I do, or why me? The problem with that thinking is, what can't I do and why not me? I get it. The problems of the world are too big, too sad, and they feel impossible to solve at times. But are they? Big problems do not get solved quickly with easy solutions by one person. They can, however, be solved with patience by doing small things with many people doing their part. It's called teamwork. I know this is not a new concept. No, this is the same old advice that has been said over the ages. But maybe for the first time, you, me, we are ready to hear it, absorb it, and act upon it. You cannot end world hunger, but you can bring a few cans from your pantry to the local food shed. You cannot handle the pollution in this world, but you can recycle, and not just your water bottles at the gym. This is going to take a little effort on our part if we, you and me, are going to change this planet. We are going to change the world by first changing ourselves. Then we are going to lead by example and impact our families. Our families will then impact our communities, who will affect our states, who eventually will change our country, and our country will be an example to the world. Yes, we can. So what are we going to do? What Mother Teresa said best, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. We are going to start being kind. Above all else, be kind, mostly to yourself. The world has enough hate. Let us not contribute to the dark by darkening our spirits. The world is in a sad state of affairs, and it all bounces back to the way we treat each other. Do not feed hate with hate. When someone is flipping that switch on you, bite your tongue and be the bigger person and kill them with kindness, not with your words. We are going to recycle everything we can. We are going to be conscious of our consumption and aware of the companies we purchase our products from. Simple thing. Toilet paper with no cardboard in the center. Buy it. When you pick up your dry cleaning, recycle the plastic bags they come in and bring the hangers back when you're done. Collect your toothpaste containers and send them in to be recycled by mail. Don't have the time? Collect them for a year in a Ziploc under your sink and then have your child mail it in. Let us teach our children to recycle. You want to save all the unwanted and abused animals? Adopt, don't shop. Volunteer your time at the local shelter. No time? Donate $10 a month to them. Foster an unwanted or elderly dog. Don't buy products that are used for animal testing. Don't wear fur. Buy food from companies who are cage-free and humanely treat their animals. What are you sharing? Is it true? Is it a benefit? Is it good? Be the change you want to see in the world. Post stories on social media that empower, call our friends to action, and make people laugh and smile. Social media is our tool. We control it. Not the news, not the government, no. We the people control social media. It is our weapon to spread what is good and right in the world, or corrupt and hateful. We choose. Let us use it to educate the masses for free. Most of all, to inspire the world, our world, right at your fingertips from the privacy of your own home. I could go on forever with all the little things we can do. In the end, it starts with you and me. We can make this world better. We can save the world, one bottle of water at a time. Let's not turn the other cheek anymore. Let's be the leaders in a world looking for leaders. Let us light our torches and march into the darkness, changing the world not by force, but with love and kindness. No matter how much hate they spit in our face, we will turn the other cheek, for they cannot change us, they cannot darken our hearts. Imagine if each one of us did these little things, what a difference that would make. Don't worry if you're the only one doing it. Do it, and let it begin with you. We will be the light that cannot be put out. We together, as one, will change the world. Right back soon. Love, Annie.